As part of KVCR's series on the Inland Empire's doctor shortage, we explore a UCLA program that trains immigrant doctors to serve in medically underrepresented areas of California. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has the story.
You've probably heard the term brain drain, but what about brain waste? That's when highly educated immigrants end up working far below their education level. Maybe it's an engineer working in fast food or a surgeon cleaning houses. But California, which is facing a statewide physician shortage, can't afford not to take advantage of the talent we have here. At least, that's the reasoning behind UCLA's International Medical Graduate Program.
The IMG program started as a result of a need, and that need being a tremendous lack of primary care physicians in areas that are under-resourced.
Dr. Michelle Bolot is the program's executive director. She explains that the IMG program helps immigrant doctors pass their U.S. licensing exams and obtain U.S. residencies. But it also requires them to practice in under-resourced areas for 2 to 3 years after their residency. And since the IMGs are recruited from Latin America, the hope is that they're better equipped to care for Southern California's Latino immigrant population.
We felt that to address the chronic care issues in communities and to address health in a way that hadn't been addressed because there were no doctors, that this program, if we could launch it, could make a significant impact.
Out of the 128 IMGs that have gone through UCLA's program, 24 have ended up in the Inland Empire. Dr. Ileana Aguila is one of them. Aguila was born in El Salvador, where she was raised by a single mother.
She was always there for us. She worked really hard for me to get education. I'm the first one to ever go to med school, even to university. Very, very proud of that.
While doing her residency in her home country, Aguila received a call from U.S. Immigration Services. Her father, who had immigrated to the U.S. when she was a year old, had applied for her to get a green card. Aguila was then faced with the choice to immigrate to the U.S. or stay in El Salvador. And while it wasn't easy, she decided to leave her home country.
Even if you work as a doctor there, a person who cleans houses can earn more money here than there. And so it's, if you want a better life for your family, then it's not a difficult choice to make. You just gotta leave everything behind and just start all over again.
Aguila then found herself in East Los Angeles. She barely passed her first round of exams to get certified as a physician and was discouraged about learning English. It was then that she found UCLA's IMG program. I asked Aguila if she believes she would have passed her exams without it.
I think so, but it wouldn't have been the grade that I got. And when you are at IMG, you need to get really better than average. Average is not enough. Otherwise, you won't get any residency.
She then did her residency at Kaiser Fontana, her first choice. Aguila said it was difficult to get because they don't take many international medical graduates.
It was hard, but it was possible because of the UCLA program. So it just opens, you know, the doors. Getting to work here in California where there's so much need, so many patients that speak Spanish, that they need you, and that they need a doctor that understand them.
Aguila says being from El Salvador and speaking Spanish makes her better equipped to care for the Inland Empire's Latino immigrant population.
So I think we do have an advantage understanding them and trying to move them to do whatever you want them to do because you know how to approach them. It's kind of, it's always hard, but I think it's easier for us. If you like, for somebody who speaks and understands the language, it's not only speaking Spanish, it's just like the cultural issues and barriers and everything you need to take into account.
Aguila says getting more international medical graduates certified will go a long way towards addressing the doctor shortage. But, she says, UCLA's program can't do it alone.
We need so many more doctors, and I don't think that's enough, you know, just one program, but that's something. It's making a big difference. It did make a big difference for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Maybe I will be like some other state, because just getting in California, where you have so many Spanish-speaking doctors, is so hard for IMGs. But then that's where they need us the most, too. So I think more programs like that will be awesome.
For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.
This story was produced as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's California Fellowship.